All right, now we got to get to the birthday boy, and we don't want to hold up his celebration. That's Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. We look through the window of baseball for Marvin, Windows and Doors, and, of course, Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. Bruce, thanks for indulging us, and happy birthday to you.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, thank you, fellas. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so here it is. It's funny. I walked in this morning. It's the first day of a season and the last day of the season. They have a lot of emotion in different ways. And how do you feel about it, the last day of a regular season?
Well, they're all a little different. I mean, you know, you'd like to think that it's sort of a tune-up for the playoffs, and we're certainly used to that around here on both sides of the Bay. I mean, just think about last year. You know, the A's are heading into that wild card game at Kansas City, and the Giants are coming back into another postseason. And this year, you know, of course, with the A's, it's really kind of this is kind of a non-story. But and they've got a lot of rebuilding to do. But you know, with the Giants, I think there's a lot of good feeling surrounding a season that didn't work out. I think a lot of people have reiterated that on your show. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. But I think it's a time this particular year to feel really good about spring training. And you know, the great thing about baseball is that you kind of think about it all year. You got the hot stove and all that, and with the Giants, there's a lot of really interesting things that could come down in spring training. See who they sign as pitching staff over the winter. Is Tomlinson going to be able to play the outfield? Is Pagan going to be with him? Just on and on. And I think Giants fans, for the most part, are and today in particular, to see, you know, they're saying farewell every day. They're saying goodbye to somebody. Today it's Affeldt, and that's a real heart tugger for me because I respect the guy so much. But I think it feels good considering that the season didn't work out the way they wanted.
Yeah, I guess winning 3 in 5 years sort of helps.
Well, it totally does, yeah.
Yeah, if you've gone since 1958 and you never won one, and all of a sudden this year, you know, you got off to the great start and everybody's hitting and all of a sudden the pitching falls apart, you may not feel as good. But there's a lot of optimism for next year. And, Bruce, one of the guys, I want to get your opinion on Kelby Tomlinson. For what he's done with panic out, I hate to say it, but panic is almost an afterthought at this point with this kid. The way he's played, and he's getting better. But yesterday, he turned triples alley into home run alley. And I thought it was a very exciting play. I don't know if you've seen it, but, you know, it was amazing to see this kid fly. When he hit second base and the outfielders looked at each other, I said, he's gone.
Yeah, that's right. When he came up, you know, you were hearing that this is the fastest guy in their organization, which is pretty impressive when you think about it. And he's got that extra gear. When he turns it on, man, that guy really flies. And it's one of the great things about him. I mean, he's fundamentally sound, and Lord knows he's a great all-fields hitter and everything. But the fact that he runs like that and that he may have a future in the outfield, it makes him really interesting. And you're right, nobody's thinking about panic right now, but you know, given the fact that Panic's going to have his back problems completely, you know, vanish and not have to bother him again. I mean, he's the second baseman on the team. I mean, he's an all-star. He's on the rise. He's everything you want in a second baseman. So that question shouldn't come up. I mean, at the very least, though, I don't think they send Tomlinson down at all. I mean, imagine this guy on the bench. He can pinch run. He can play the infield. He can play the outfield. He's incredibly likable, and you know that to me is one of the big stories. But he's on the big club to stay, I think.
I'd love to see him next year platooning with Pagan out in center field. You think that's plausible?
I don't know if they'd platoon Pagan. That would be a big blow to his pride, and that's not a good thing with Pagan. He's got to feel like he's wanted, and he is the center fielder. I don't know. I think, you know, possibly more platoon with Aoki in left field, the right and left thing. And there's a matter of whether they'll have Pagan. He's got a year left on his on his contract. I've been reading a little bit to the effect that they might consider trades over the off season. I'm not sure what they could bring him, but you know, Pagan's a real prideful guy, and I think he's got a lot left. I wouldn't be too upset to see Pagan back in center field. Although it'd be interesting to see if he was leading off, or would they lead off with the Aoki Tomlinson platoon or whatever.
Boy, those are good problems to have.
Yeah.
You know, those are good issues. Bruce Jenkins with us of the Chronicle. I want to talk about one more offensive player, then I want to ask you where the Giants' priorities and how quickly they should get into this thing and how they should approach it. But Marlon Byrd, Bruce, this guy's been here. He's driven in a run just about every game he's played, maybe not consecutively, but 30 games here, 31 runs driven in. He's going to be 39. He doesn't have a lot of choices in baseball, and this may be a good spot for him next year.
Well, I'd like to see him back if he can accept, coming off the bench. Guys do get hurt. He can play left or right. He's been acceptable defensively in a very tough home ballpark. Got the power. I'm sure he felt very a little bit miffed in the recent days that they didn't vest his option. And unless today's game goes 20 innings, I don't think he's going to be able to do that. If he's even in the lineup, I'm not even sure if he's playing. That's a little disappointing. But he's not like he's 25 years old with everything ahead of him. I mean, he's winding down, and why wouldn't you want to play on a club like this? I think the only way he leaves is if something works out to where he's going to be a mainstay, a starting right fielder for somebody, that they're really depending on him to hit 3, 4, 5 in the lineup. But otherwise, I think despite the way it came down with his option, he's got to understand that Boshi needed to look at Williamson and Parker. He just did, and that's just the way it came down. So assuming that he's okay with that, I think he'd be a welcome guy on the team next year for sure.
Yeah, he hit with power. Yeah. How many guys do you see like that and come off the bench late in the game and do some damage? Plus, he could play right field. He's not a bad outfielder so far.
His power is a lot of it is to center and right center, which is really impressive, and that fits this club perfectly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I hope this happens for him. All right, Bruce, where do they go now? As we've talked about the priorities of pitching, and then you got the A-listers, the B-listers, you got Mike Leake, you got trades. What do you think is going to happen this winter?
Well, it's hard to predict, but if for me, I would sign Leake tomorrow. Wow. I really would. I'd get him in. I'd just get him in the fold. He wants to be here. He wants to get the thing done quickly, and he's very well liked around the team. He didn't work out the way anybody wanted it to when he came here. But I think they need a lot of help in the rotation. They don't just need one guy, and I think he'd be a tremendous number three guy if they were able to sign him. So I'd get him out of the way. That's step one. Then you got the free agent market, and that's coming. Several weeks down the line, but then I'd go big for David Price and everybody else that's available. They've got to make a big shakeup here. They've got the money, and they've got to be big players.
Okay. All right. Let's look ahead. I know the birthday is starting for you very shortly, so congratulations.
Yeah.
All right. Crazy day of baseball today. Baseball hit a jackpot of having every game start at the same time. I can't figure out. I have to write it down. For all the scenarios that can happen. But baseball hit it big today because everything's going on at the same time.
Yeah, I just printed out a few explanations of what's going to happen so I know what I'm watching. But, the big one for me, I mean, we've got the Dodgers have already sewed up home field against the Mets, which is huge for them,
right.
Considering they open with possibly two wins with those two big guns they have. But the Angels and Texas thing is really interesting. I mean, that game yesterday was just really unbelievable. Josh Hamilton hits two home runs. The Angels are down four going into the ninth. All of a sudden, they tie it up and go ahead. And then Hamilton's not in the game because they took him out for defense, and they got Venable in there and they're striking out. In their last ditch inning there, and then Andrews tries to steal second and makes it with two out in the ninth, but goes a little bit past the bag, and Ibar tags him out to end it. I mean. The Angels have had it's just a crazy season, and they're still there. Houston's in it. I'm rooting for the Astros because they're such a watchable team with Springer and Correa and everybody else. They're in pretty good shape, it looks like. But it's going to be a great day, and there's a lot of home field stuff going on. And it's a day where it's an NFL Sunday, but I'm sorry, the baseball's got to have the first word.
Bruce, what do you think about the news that Mark Burley is going to pitch two innings today and then call his career a quits? He's not going to even be on the postseason roster if this report's accurate.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
It's stunning.
That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't.
I haven't seen that on the wire today. Is that
Bruce Levin of 670 The Score, he's reporting it, and SI.com has it on their webpage. So, okay. I mean, we'll find out, I guess, factually tonight, but just for this even to be get out there is bizarre because he'd be their presumably number two starter in the playoffs for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I mean, that's completely. Right. No, it can't. I mean, none of that. That's crazy.
No, the guy's he's pitched his whole all these years, 200 innings, and he was a White Sox when they won the World Series. He's pitched a perfect game, and now they're in the playoffs. He says, sorry, I'm not going.
Raf, call up Bruce Levin of 670 The Score. Get him on the show for us, Raf. Give him a call.
All right. That's crazy. All right. You have a pick for the I'm going to put you in because we won't talk to you again, obviously. You and I will talk just briefly over the winter, I'm sure. But how do you see this thing playing out? Do you have a favorite pick?
Well, I'm real sentimental about the Cubs. I love what they've done. I love Joe Maddon, Chris Bryant, Arrieta, Addison Russell, just phenomenal. They're just really, really entertaining to watch. And I put Houston and the Blue Jays in that same category. I'd love to see the Cubs play either Toronto or Houston. And I've never felt that way about Toronto or Houston, ever. I mean, they've been good, but I've never really felt that attached to their teams for one reason or another. But this year, I really like him. Let's say Toronto and the Cubs.
Okay. All right. No, I'm with you. First of all, I'd like to see the Cubs win today and the Pirates lose, and get the game in Wrigley. And I want to see Arrieta throw 140 pitches. And never come out of the game. And see the Cubs win it. But
Be phenomenal.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Bruce. This whole wild card playoff scenarios and all this stuff, it really puts the wild card teams at a major disadvantage after they finally get in with their pitching.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, and here you have Texas. It won't be an issue. The big thing for Texas is that they have to pitch Hamels, I think, today, and that screws them up for what's coming. And considering that it's just one game, I mean, all this preparation, 162 games, and coming down to the final weekend, and what are we going to do here and there, and then, boom, just 3 hours, and that's it. It's not enough for me, as we talked about before. I wouldn't even mind the notion of the playing a doubleheader. The first to play a best of three and open it up with a doubleheader with the team with the best advantage. But it's very complicated. It goes back and forth. I think it's great that we have it as it is. It's going to be a ton of drama. Tuesday and Wednesday nights are going to be great, and into the LCS division series.
Yeah. All right. Well, great season, Bruce. Thank you so much for being on with us. I know the fans love it, and talking baseball with you every week is great. And for the holidays this year, you will get your own Solly Hemus baseball card.
Gosh, that's so great. Have you got an Eddie Mixis you could throw in there? a Harry the Cat for Gene? And a Van Lingle Mungo, and I'm all set.
All right.
And Bruce, I can't let you split, Bruce, without saying congratulations to your Cal Golden Bears. And can you believe next Saturday night, the cream of the Pac-12, just the cream of the crop will be at Rice Eccles for Bears Utes. Next Saturday night.
What a thing. And ESPN's bringing in the game day crew. It's the primary game. This is a big deal, and it's fantastic. It was great to be on the Cal campus yesterday and just feel the buzz before and after that game. And it's one of those great games, especially for Cal fans, that doesn't come along very often. And if they were to win it, I mean, it'd be just fantastic. But it's really been fun over there.
Very cool.
Someone said, and Ron Krawczyk, I think, had in his article, first time 5-0 since 1950?
For the Bears, huh? Golden Bears, huh?
They were 5-0 in 2007. I think they're talking about matching the best start.
Oh, okay.
2007, they were 5-0.
But 1950, we're talking Jackie Jensen, I think.
Yeah, exactly. That's going back a ways.
Well, it'll be a lot of fun next Saturday. Hey, and Bruce, happy birthday, man, and it's been a treat for me to talk with you guys all season long, so thanks.
Yeah, I just want to tell you what a joy it's been for me on every weekend with you guys and Marty. It's just, I really look forward to it. We talk about the old and the new, and it's just really been enjoyable for me, so thank you.
I appreciate it. That's baseball, as I like to say.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bruce. Have a happy birthday.
Yeah, Bruce.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Love him.
Yeah,
love
he's
him.
The best.
Love him. He's just, love having him on.
Yeah.